Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Isn't that the best key ever? We have no idea what we're doing. Do you think this radio show's planned out? You'd be wrong. We have no idea what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care in the context that we just want to follow the Lord, have a good time, fellowship, share, get some teaching, get some news in, get some sports in. Oh, I can say it, Detroit hockey. I know you can too. There's just a lot of great stuff. And the whole show is like, it's like taking Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, and then kind of rolling them up into like one burrito. But in this case, I've decided to roll them up into something else. One serving of two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Because you deserve a break today. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. That's when I read the Bible and I think, that's something we should talk about. We have personal revelations of my life's insanity. That's when I wake up, breathe, and just keep living. That's how that goes. Life lessons for faith that we can actually use but probably won't. Humor that will force you to think, why was that funny? We review the goofy news to prove that Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he's coming back. And we're answering life's questions about life's questions. And oh, by the way, Robo Paul, I have a daily double. You know, the daily double. I have a daily double. Oh, I have a daily double. Do we not have the daily double? That's not really sound like that, does it? That's terrible. Anyway, here's the question. I want to answer this question. What was Captain Hook's name before he had a hook for a hand? That's question number one. And number two, and this is to the churches out there, so get ready. Number two, doesn't a lightning rod at the top of a church kind of show a lack of faith? I'm just curious. Just those kind of questions. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Hey, buddy, I'm not paying you to hear your thoughts on life. I'm paying you to sing.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every word I have to say!
Wow, is that the best sound clip ever? Could be just like that today. We're doing that living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls and more. We have compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. We don't got any of that stuff. We just have a show. Why don't you just stick around? We'll have some fun. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back.
That's where the girls are. I took a ride on a shoe.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.875. Down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fixed at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Grace Trey aspires to more than just singing at her church.
I ask you to play it, and you still just do your own thing.
I have my own style.
Every time we talk, it's a battle.
But when you chase your dream...
What do you want, Grace?
I want to blow people away with my music.
You sometimes have to choose between what you want...
I was born for this.
...and who you really are.
I don't think your problems are just with your dad. I think maybe you're fighting God. Just stop running.
Sometimes chasing your dreams leads you right to where you belong.
That's
chased a million things.
Grace Unplugged, starring A.J. Menasca, James Denton, Kevin Pollak, Jamie Grace, Chris Tomlin, and American Idol's Pia Toscano. Greg Smalley of Focus on the Family calls Grace Unplugged a moving and meaningful film that parents and teens should see together. Grace Unplugged, in theaters this Friday. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. More information available at graceunplugged.com.
Concerned Veterans for America, CVA, a national nonprofit organization of veterans, military family members, and patriotic Americans, is taking to the road on a 25-day bus tour, traveling from coast to coast on the Defend Freedom Tour. And they're coming to San Diego and Oceanside on Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Join CVA at Veterans Museum and Memorial Park in San Diego and then at Veterans Association of North County in Oceanside from 11 to 2 p.m. Enjoy food and drink at both of these events while hearing from the veterans on board. The goal of this tour is to provide a platform for veterans to tell their stories, honor service, and explore ways to continue fighting for freedom here at home. CVA is dedicated to preserving the freedom and liberty our veterans fought to defend. So be sure to show your support by joining Concerned Veterans for America, Saturday, October 5th at Veterans Museum and Memorial Park in San Diego, and then at Veterans Association of North County in Oceanside. Find out more about this patriotic event by going to defendfreedomtour.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. You can also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. This segment brought to you by our good friends at E.Cola, Termite and Pest Control, and our very own Sue Freeze, a.k.a., which stands for also known as, the Termite Lady. Her own suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms. She got involved in business, didn't want to have anything to do with something that was going to create problems for anybody, anywhere, breathing-wise, chemical-wise. The E. coli uses microwave, electrogun, and patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. And because E. coli is at the 30-year mark, 30 years, man, that's pretty good. Because they're at the 30-year mark, they're doing a special $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control when you give them a call. 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. You, of course, can go to ecolatermite.com. That's E-C-O-L-A, termite.com. 1-800-332-BUGS. And just as a reminder, don't forget that Sue has her own show here on KPRZ at 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Okay? Good to know. Thank you, Sue. Okay. How are we doing in the other room? Is everybody doing good in there? You guys having a party? There's a whole crowd of people in the other room. All the important people from all of Salem Communication are in the other room. And that's a really nice. They're all sitting in watching the show. Of course, there's that one guy with the handcuffs. I'm not sure about that. Not sure where that's going. Not sure if they're looking to do some breaking in and changing things. What can you do, people? I can do very little. A couple things to cover. I think everybody has heard by now. The slim down has made a significant impact on nothing. It's not even, they're not even good stories. It's hardly any stories to talk about other than it's the Democrats and the Republicans yelling at each other, which I don't know what the difference between that and something else is, but they're all getting really upset. The one thing that did happen that caught most of the people's attention in the news, I don't know if you heard about this or not, but there were some veterans that had gathered at in Washington to go to the D.C. Memorial, and they were told they could not visit the memorial. And then the veterans were like, dude, we're veterans. We're visiting the memorial, okay? Like, we gave our life for this country, and no piece of wood is going to stop us. No little brigade is going to stop us. Then they threatened to arrest these guys. So they were going to have, listen, this would have been the pictures they would have had. Ready for these pictures? They would have had guys in wheelchairs and guys with missing limbs arrested at the memorial. What kind of PR picture would that have been? Wow. So anyway, the veteran said, no way. We're not going back. This is our thing. I don't care if you guys have problems. And then the people stayed there, and they moved the barricades, and they accessed the memorial and paid their respects. And then they were threatened about this and threatened about that. And it's like, yowza, bowser. I don't know. I don't know if that's just like a dumb thing. If they want to go to the memorial, let them go. I mean, these are people that fought in wars for us on our behalf to maintain our freedom. So, you know, give them a break here. Right? Right. All right. Let's see what else we got happening. Oh, hey, Robo Producer, how you doing today, by the way? Are things going pretty good for you? Yeah, good. Oh, that's good to hear. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Massachusetts. Massachusetts foster care system is now weeding out conservative families because they don't want conservative families raising kids. So what they're doing is they're weeding out conservative families from their foster care system. And this is what the story is talking about. They're more interested in preserving progressive ideology than offering troubled kids the opportunity to have a normal life. And so they don't want people of conservative values fostering kids. Number one, because they hate people with conservative values. And number two, they simply think that it's fine for them to use the immoral to foster more immorality. It's really quite a shame, actually. That's kind of sad. I mean, if anybody's willing to take the time and effort and money, because you can't just do it on what the government's give you, to raise a child and to put the time and the effort to love a child who's feeling unloved, I would say you got to kind of support that. I don't know. That surprises me. That they would do that. That hurts me a little bit just to know that any government in our country would do that, any state government. The big story, though, came out of the Examiner, the Washington Examiner, about the TV network's coverage regarding the slim down. Although, you know, look at everybody can stand a few to lose a few pounds. So you know, sometimes a slim down's good. The TV networks, in doing all that they are doing and all that they're doing, have run 21 stories, get this, 21 stories regarding the shutdown. And guess, in 21 stories on the network, guess what the score is regarding who they're blaming? 21 times they've run stories, 21 times they've blamed the GOP and not the Democrats. It's 21 to nothing. It's like a Chargers game. No, I'm kidding. So it's like, wow, really? That doesn't seem right. No, that doesn't seem right because there's a strong bias and everybody's taking that position. So what does seem right? What seems logical? What seems normal? What seems important? What seems to be an issue for all of us to handle? This, Matthew chapter 13, verse 58. Matthew chapter 13, verse 58. And this very well-known passage, and it says this, and he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. He did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief, talking about Jesus. I don't want to get caught up in the denominational differences on spiritual gifts. I want you to hear the lesson from the Lord. Unbelief reduces the wonderful. You know when God does totally awesome, cool things in your life and he does all this great stuff? Well, this passage is here in this gospel for us to understand that by walking around in unbelief, we create limitations to what's going to be done. So the response is this. Do not walk around in unbelief of the ability of God Almighty. You know what God can do? Whatever he wants. And if he decides he's going to change your circumstance in a blink or a wink of an eye or in the blinking of an eye, then he can do it. Because here's the key. It only takes a moment for a miracle. A miracle doesn't have to be constructed. It doesn't have to get permits. It doesn't have to get approvals. The Lord simply grants. And it only takes a moment for a miracle. Did you get that? Did you get that? So what we don't want to do is walk around in unbelief, not believing that God has the capacity to change our circumstance. Cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I got a special guest. Woohoo! Gonna be fun for everyone.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.99%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 10 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinance in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 10 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.99% 10-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
No need to wake a child to take a temperature when they're sick with the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Walgreens and other fine retailers today.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. And also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience. Because, there we go. Oh, very good one right there. Ladies and gentlemen, with us today, we have a guest on the phone. One, I think it's one half of the duo team going around on the gospel tour, an evening of good news, which is going to be taking place October 17th at New Venture Christian Fellowship. We have Tullian Chavijan with us. Tullian, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, David. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Did I get your name right? Did I do pretty good?
Almost. Pretty good. I mean, you can imagine I've heard it butchered my entire life. It's Tullian Chivijin. Rhymes with religion, if that helps.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, religion. But yeah, that's really good. Only from here on out, I'm calling you Tullian. So just work on
that. Call me whatever you want. I don't care.
All right. So talk to me. We got an event taking place at New Venture Christian Fellowship on the 17th. It's from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Music's by Integrity Band. It's a $20 cost for the ticket. It's an event that's going to celebrate the gospel tour, an evening of good news. And you're going to be doing this with Matt Chandler. Is that correct?
Yeah, Matt and I are good friends, and we have just both recently published new books. Matt's is entitled To Live as Christ, To Die as Gain, and mine is entitled One Way Love, Inexhaustible Grace for an Exhausted World. We share the same publisher, David C. Cook, and it was their idea to send Matt and I out on the road together for an evening of good news. So they've entitled it the Gospel Tour, and we've had one stop already in Birmingham, and we're coming out your way very shortly to the San Diego area, and very much looking forward to it. The stop that we had in Birmingham was amazing, and it's a really simple format. I mean, there's about 10, 15 minutes of singing at the front end, and then either Matt or I will speak for about 40 minutes, and then there's a break, and then we come back from a 10-minute break and sing a little bit more, and then the other one speaks for about 40 minutes, and then Matt and I sign books, and we're done. But it's phenomenal. I wasn't exactly sure. I've never done this before. I've done book tours before, but I've never done something like this before with someone else, and we had a blast. So we're looking forward to coming to Southern California shortly.
That's awesome. Let me ask you this. Now, on One Way Love, Inexhaustible Grace for an Exhausted World, there are some quotes that they showed me from the book, because they just put the book in my hand like an hour ago. So normally I get a chance to really get through it.
You read it, right?
No, yeah, I did. I haven't read it yet. I'm not a speed reader. I'm not. I'm not even a good slow reader. So that part doesn't matter either. But these quotes are phenomenal. Tell me about this. I'm assuming this is directly from what the book is talking about. The overwhelming focus of the Bible is not the work of the redeemed, but the work of the Redeemer.
That is a direct quote from the book, and the book really is my passionate attempt and effort to help Christians see that the focus of the Christian faith is not the life of the Christian. It's Jesus. And I know that sounds very obvious, but I've been in church almost my entire life, and I grew up hearing hundreds of sermons, and I heard more stories and sermons about the Christian life, to-do list version of the Christian faith, do more, try harder sermons, that I ended up concluding that the focus of the Christian faith was the life of the Christian. And Jesus ends up getting put on the sideline. He's there to sort of help us do whatever it is we are going to do. And after a careful look at the Bible, what you realize is the overwhelming focus of the Bible is Christ's work for us, not our work for him. His obedience for us, not our obedience for him. His performance for us, not our performance for him. So that if you are a Christian, you live your life under a banner that reads, "It is finished." That nothing can separate you from God's love, that God doesn't love you more when you're having a spiritually successful day, and he doesn't love you less when you're having a bad spiritual day, that God's love for us is firmly anchored in what Jesus has done for us, not what we do for him. And that's good news. That's why the gospel's called good news, because if this thing were riding on us, if our acceptance with God, if God's approval of us, if God's love for us was ultimately resting on how we were doing, we would all be in big trouble, because as the old Presbyterian pastor Jack Miller used to say, cheer up, you're a lot worse off than you think you are. But God's grace is infinitely greater than you could ever hope for or imagine. So, and, you know, I talk a lot in the book about how grace really is the catalyst for change in our lives, that every single one of us can give testimony to the fact that when we have been loved – in the context of our unloveliness, it's done something to us. It's done something inside of us. It's helped us and it's changed us. And so that's what I'm going to talk about. And Matt's book has some overlapping themes, so I know that that's what he'll be talking about. So it really is an evening of good news.
Now that is some great material right there. And it's taking place, by the way, New Venture Christian Fellowship on the 17th. October 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. Like we said, music by Integrity Band, $20 a person. And I think that there was also something like if they wanted to get some website information, they can go to gotothehub.com, I think was another thing that somebody had mentioned to me. But let me ask you this. You bring up a point that I think from a Christian journey point of view is essential. And that is I come in contact with hundreds, if not thousands of Christians who believe, you know, that they get saved, they're rock and rolling. It's all happening. A lot of them have kind of like the honeymoon kind of mentality. And then as they get older in the faith, and I'm not talking 1 week, I'm talking 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, they believe that the Lord loves them, but they believe that the love is an ebb flow situation based on how they're doing. And I always found that to be bizarre because I thought when Jesus reached down and grabbed my heart and said, "Hey, knucklehead, over here," and I said, "Oh, okay," and that he loved me with everything he had, and that love also, in that love, is the understanding of all the sin that I had committed, will commit, and he knew that and chose me anyway.
That's exactly right. I really think that the church in America specifically is in dire need of a new reformation. And what I mean by that is we need to get back to those things that brave men like Martin Luther almost 500 years ago gave their life for. And that was to emphasize Jesus, his justifying work, his redeeming work, his obedience on our behalf, his righteousness given to us for free. What I encounter all the time as a pastor is exactly what you just said, that people really start believing that it was God's blood, sweat, and tears that got me in, but it's my blood, sweat, and tears that will keep me in. And I just go, man, there's so much in the Bible. I mean, you don't have to go past Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through 34, where Paul says boldly and explicitly that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can separate us from God's love for us in Christ Jesus, that God has fully loved us in Jesus, and that we can sing, and the church has sung for hundreds of years, "In my place condemned he stood and sealed my part in with his blood, hallelujah. It is finished. It's been paid in full." And I don't have to live my life worrying anymore whether or not God approves of me, whether or not God is delighted in me, whether or not God is loves me and accepts me. I mean, he does all of those things, not because of who I am, but because of what Jesus has done for me.
Yeah, that's such a key point. And you know, I got to say, I must say this, the book that you wrote, what I love is the subtitle. I mean, I just love that. Inexhaustible grace for an exhausted world. If there's one thing that I would say that Christians are of late, that it would be exhausted.
They live on a treadmill of performance. Really, really do. And it's not just performing for God. Lots of people are obviously guilty of that. They're performing for God. They're trying to keep themselves in God's good graces. But they're also performing to save themselves. And what I mean by that is even as Christian people, so much of what we do is driven and fueled by our desire to secure for ourselves meaning and worth and value and significance and purpose. And we strive, we're tired striving to justify ourselves and validate ourselves and authenticate ourselves. And the good news of the gospel is all of those things that you long for and look for in a thousand things smaller than Jesus, things like approval and acceptance and love and validation and justification and worth and value and meaning and all of those things, Jesus has already sweepingly secured all of that stuff for us and delivered it to us for free. It's ours. And that changes the way you live your life on the ground, because as I often tell the people at our church, when you really realize, when your heart is grasped by the fact that everything I need in Christ I already possess, it changes the way I relate to everybody, because now I can relate to people this way. I can give everything to you without needing anything from you, because everything I need in Christ I already have.
Excellent.
That changes, that'll change your marriage. That'll change the way you relate to your kids. That'll change the way that you relate to your friends, your enemies, your coworkers, your neighbors, your parents, you name it. It changes everything when the gospel really, really takes root in your heart.
Wow, Tolan, really good information. The gospel tour, ladies and gentlemen, an evening of good news. This is going to be taking place at New Venture Christian Fellowship in Oceanside on the 17th of October from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., or they should just say, or when the Holy Spirit decides it's over. Music's going to be by Integrity Bands. Cost is $20. You're going to hear two fabulous speakers, not just Tolan, but Matt Chandler will be joining him. And I'll tell you, that one thing you said, we got to close this out, but that one thing that you said, people say they're searching for that significance, they're searching for that worth. It's just one of the great, great statements that I've heard spoken is, what are you worth? The blood of Jesus. That's what you're worth. And it's like, wow, okay, there's a lot of worth in that. Great job, by the way, Tolan. Great.
Thank you very much.
I really, really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to check this out. You can also go to thehub.com, I think, and get the information. But also you can contact New Venture Christian Fellowship. It's at the church in Oceanside, the 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. Music by Integrity Band, $20. This is a conference that will move you, if not free you, which would be the key, the biggest key of all. Thank you, sir, for taking the time to spend with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a blast.
Yeah, you're a great, great guest. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back with some more fun for everyone. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
Some wife is going to be disappointed.
Huh?
See that guy at the checkout buying flowers? He's probably buying them for his wife, right?
Right.
Right. Well, the flowers here are so cheap. Like half the petals are already brown.
Right. That guy is...
You know what?
Huh.
When was the last time you bought me flowers? Yeah, well, I guess grocery store flowers are better than no flowers, right?
Right.
Right.
If it seems like the romance in your marriage is wilting, why not do something truly memorable for your spouse? Get away, just the two of you, to Family Life's Weekend to Remember, coming to the Sheraton Carlsbad and the Hyatt Regency La Jolla in November. You'll have time to talk and reconnect, learn how to communicate better, and understand each other. Discover how to make the romance in your marriage bloom again at familylife.com/radio. That's familylife.com/radio.
Right.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash? Or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions. options. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fixed at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know what you should never do when you have a radio show? You should never eat popcorn, because the little pieces of popcorn come flying out while you're doing stuff. It's really weird. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water. Wow, what is with me today and speaking? I've lost my ability to speak. Oh, there's a lot of people out there clapping right now. Zero Res uses
back to the dust with thee.
Hey, you know, they use that empowered water. That's trademarked. Let's get that straight. Instead of just dropping chemicals on the carpet, their system leaves the carpet soft, smelling fresh, dries quickly. It's safe for pets, safe for kids, safe for allergy sufferers. No issues there. The technicians are prompt. They're polite. They're professional. And the bottom line is they're doing a special. You know, they're doing a special because they're talking about football season. They're happy that football. I think Brian is happy that football season's here, because then people get together on Sundays and then, you know, they probably make a mess on the carpet there by throwing popcorn all over the place, just like I did. So here's the dealios they're doing for the month of October. You get three rooms for $129, which is a smoking deal. You can call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. Or you can go to zeroressandiego.com online to get information. Keep it in mind that these guys are the guys that came in and did my carpet and did such a fabulous job. They have been absolutely the best carpet cleaner I've ever used, period. So I strongly recommend them. 858-486-4100, only $129, like I said, or you can go to zeroressandiego.com, get more information, or sign up for service there. Okie dokie. A little bit of sad news today. I'd say this is sad news, wouldn't you? I'm telling you up ahead of time. A little bit of sad news that someone has passed away that we...
I think we'd say you could safely say we were entertained. Is it true? We were greatly entertained by his material. Would that be an accurate statement for you? I mean, that's
would be love. I love the movies that they came out with his material, and then I read one of his books, Hunt for October. Just awesome work.
Okay, so who we're talking about then? We're talking about who are we talking about? Who's that passed away?
Tom Clancy.
Tom Clancy. That's what I'm saying. Tom Clancy. Did he have another? Oh, listen to this.
This is from one of my favorite movies, The Hunt for Red October. He didn't do the music, but every time I hear the music, it does just brings back memories because I was a lad.
That's how it sounded at a church that I went to one time. Well, I'm just saying. Anyway. That's it. It's Tom Clancy, a great writer, had a lot of really interesting material. Didn't he do, wasn't he the one that Harrison Ford did the movie?
Harrison Ford and Alec Baldwin both, yes.
Did they both doing that? Wow.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin did the Jack Ryan character first in The Hunt for Red October. I know this, oh, I'm a yeah. Jack Ryan fan. And then Harrison Ford actually took it over. I believe he did three.
Yeah, I think he did
and
three.
And then Ben Affleck
movies.
Came along and did one.
What is it when Ben Affleck does a movie and then the franchise stops?
I know. I'm worried about the next Superman movie, a Batman movie, whatever.
If I were you, I would equally be worried. I don't disagree with you on that one. Okay, a couple things to tell you about history and then the story. Oh, I got like five stories of the century. I don't know. I can't do all five of them because I can't laugh that hard. I have to still drive home. Just to let you know, in 1950 on this day, Peanuts, the comic strip Peanuts, first appeared. From Charles M. Schultz. Cool. Thurgood Marshall was sworn in as the first black associate justice of the Supreme Court. Gene Autry, the singing cowboy, former owner of the Anaheim Angels, passed away on this day in 1998. Today is, guess what today is? You'll never guess. There's no point even really asking you, but today is National Custodial Worker Day.
Would have never guessed.
I mean, who's going to guess that, right? This one's for Ron, Ohio State Ron. In 1908, for the fourth time in history, baseball fans saw a perfect game by Cleveland pitcher Addy Joss. It could be Addy Joss. I could be wrong on that one. 1920 in this date was the only triple header in baseball history. Wow, a triple header. Can you imagine?
Talk about exhausting.
I mean, game after game after. I mean, by the time you're at that third game, you're like going.
Especially if the Padres are playing.
Well, no, we're not. Ronald Reagan on this day in 1937, when he was just 26 years old, made his acting debut on this day.
Well, there you go again, David.
Hey, that was pretty good. And then listen to these two. This is what I wanted to nail it down with. 1955, you heard this. Good evening. The master of mystery movies, Alfred Hitchcock, was aired for the first time. But the best of all is 1959. Let me read this to you. Ready? Now, you're going to like this. This is one that you will like. Ready? 1959. There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. That's, ladies and gentlemen, from Twilight Zone. That aired in 1969 on this day. Did you know that? There you go.
You're traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
That's right.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Nice job there. Good sound play there. Okay, get ready. Here's the story that I wanted you to catch. Ready?
Ready.
So when I do this, that's when you'll know to do whatever you're supposed to do. Ready?
Got it.
All right. A Florida school has declared that pointing a finger is an act of violence.
Dum, 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 dum.
So if you lift up your hand and it is not fully fisted, which is also an act of violence.
Dum, 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 dum.
If you stick one finger in the air or two fingers in the air for peace, it is an act of violence.
Dum, 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 dum.
They suspended an 8-year-old because he was using his finger like a gun.
Dum, 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 dum.
And now you can't use your fingers in school.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Hence the concept finger painting is henceforth and now wherewith declared illegal in Florida.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
And I'm not sure I can come up with any story that's as silly as you can't use your fingers.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
But here's the big close, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the big close. If using your finger is like an act of violence, then what is it when a kid sticks his finger in his nose? What is it when a kid sticks his finger
I already know. I can tell you.
In his nose?
I can tell you.
What is it?
You're picking a fight.
Oh my. If he puts his finger in his nose, it's an act of violence. He's about to off himself? What is he doing? I don't get it. Oh.
Dum, 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 dum.
Fingers are now illegal because they're acts of violence, and they suspended an 8-year-old over this because he used his
fingers. Where is this?
In Florida. You know what it is? I can tell you what it is. This comes from Fox News, by the way, so I didn't come out of the Onion. Some of the other stories I've done, maybe. But
you would think this is from the Onion.
You would think this is from the Onion. Here's the funniest part about this. The funniest part about this is I think Florida, in general, is a pretty nice state in a lot of ways. But their humidity is so high that anybody that's an elected official, there's like stuff that's growing on their brains from all the humidity.
That's got to be it.
That's it. Like the moss and stuff. Like there's got to be stuff happening. Because it's illegal to use your fingers. You can't finger paint. You can't. What happens? If you have an itch, what do? You can't, like, let's say you have an itch on your arm. You can't use your fingers. And then what do? If you got something in your ear and you try to stick your fingers,
I think that's what a ruler is for, David.
Oh. I think this is a unique situation.
Oh, it's unique, all right.
Declares pointing finger as an act of violence.
You know what it is?
What?
Dum, 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 dum.
And so it goes, and so it goes. What, you don't think Jesus is coming back soon? Just listen to what we're talking about. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, it is time for ADDD.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Grace Trey aspires to more than just singing at her church.
I ask you to play it and you still just do your own thing.
I have my own style.
Every time we talk, it's a battle.
But when you chase your dream...
What do you want, Grace?
I want to blow people away with my music.
You sometimes have to choose between what you want...
I was born for this.
...and who you really are.
I don't think your problems are just with your dad. I think maybe you're fighting God. Just stop running.
Sometimes chasing your dreams leads you right to where you belong.
I chased a million.
Grace Unplugged, starring A.J. Menasca, James Denton, Kevin Pollak, Jamie Grace, Chris Tomlin, and American Idol's Pia Toscano. Greg Smalley of Focus on the Family calls Grace Unplugged a moving and meaningful film that parents and teens should see together.
Grace Unplugged in theaters this Friday. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. More information available at graceunplugged.com.
When people convert from Islam to Christianity, they lose their families, they lose all their relationships. They also become a hunted people. Whenever external contact is made with a Christian, a Muslim convert, then everybody around swings into action to try and prevent this person from influencing others or having the opportunity to tell their story to somebody on the outside.
Right now, Christians in Africa are suffering deeply for their faith in ways you and I find hard to even imagine. Loss of home and family, threats of death. But you can give them hope. You can send the Bibles they long for. Let them know that when they call on you, you hear them and you answer when you make a monthly gift to Bible League International. Your gift of $30 each month will send 6 Bibles every month. And right now, combined with a challenge grant already provided by Friends of Bible League, when you give your first $30, we'll be able to send 12 Bibles. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Or give online at 1-800-YES-WORD.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I'm getting excited. Did you know I'm getting excited? There's two reasons I'm getting excited. One, at the top of the hour, we're doing our interview with Brad Silverman, who's the director of Grace Unplugged. And this movie is getting a lot of push. We've done a couple of interviews on it. We've done some giveaways, different things, all this other stuff. This is the director. Great, great guy. So awesome stuff up and coming, coming in our way soon. Also, the other reason I'm excited. Did you know the other reason I was excited? Did I tell you?
I can figure it out.
You can. Can you?
Yeah. Tomorrow is the first game of the National League playoffs with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, that's not it.
Oh.
That's not even close. It's the wrong sport altogether, my friend.
Or it must be hockey, then.
It's hockey, baby. I'm so excited. I got to tell you, I'm pumped. I'm happy. You know, I'm really.
When do the Red Wings play?
I think they play Boston like at like 5 or 5:30 or something. I'm so excited. But it's not on the Game Center thing. It's on regular TV. So that ought to be pretty interesting.
How are they looking this year?
If they make the playoffs, I'm okay. That puts them at 23 years in a row. That's all they got to do. And they look good. They look good. I don't know if they're Stanley Cup-ish. We'll see. You know, we'll see. I mean, they could have a slight. Anything can happen. Listen, anybody can win anytime. That's why you play the game.
I was so pumped. I took a day off yesterday. Could have sworn that the Dodgers, because I thought today was the third. I checked the website. Oh, yeah, they're playing tonight. Son, let's watch it. We'll go home, cook some hot dogs. My friend comments on my Facebook post. He's like, Noah, today's the second. There is no Dodger game today.
Don't you love that when you're out of time?
I know.
Like, you're out of time. You're like going, whoops. Okay.
Teach me to take a day off.
Yeah. That right there. All right, my friends. I've got a couple of these I really want to talk to you about. This is Kingdom of God stuff, and I love this stuff, so I just want to get to it. I'm going to give you a really quick DDD. I need about 3 minutes is all I need, Robo Producer, and then that should be good. And then I got another one for next hour that is just, a mind blower. But listen to this in Matthew 13, 45 through 46. For those that don't know, in Matthew 13, there's 7 parables about the Kingdom of God. 7 parables about the Kingdom of God right in a row. Okay, that's a lot of parables in a row. Here's Matthew 13, verses 45 and 46. These are 2 of them. These are 2 of those parables together, right back together, one after the other. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. When he found the one priceless pearl, he went and sold everything he had and bought it. Now, listen to what I said to that. Listen. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like the merchant in search of fine pearls. When he found one priceless pearl, he went and sold everything he had, and he bought it. You know what that parable teaches about the kingdom of God? Do you know what it's teaching? It's super easy. Ready? It's this easy. You're all in or forget it. The guy finds one priceless pearl, he goes and sells everything he has, does whatever he can to get that pearl. Right? It's not teaching works. The principle is he's all in for the kingdom of God. 100% in. You know what God does not is not impressed by? Half hearts. A half-hearted is not impressive. A lukewarmeth is not impressive. All the way ineth is impressive. Okay, you don't want to be the Christian that's like, I did some of that. You know, Christianity is not Sunday morning and Wednesday night. Okay, it's more than Sunday morning and Wednesday night. If your Christianity revolves around two meetings a week, you have no idea who Jesus really is or how much he loves you. Because you're missing out on the great blessing of the Master. You're missing out on the great love and kindness and compassion that comes from him. I mean, this is a big, big, big deal, right? Jesus teaching this parable just before he taught another parable, the exact same thing. It's about finding the greatest thing and giving everything to it. Well, what's greater than living forever in an eternity that's awesome? How awesome is it? Eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them. And so you just have to understand that your eye hasn't seen it, your ear hasn't heard it, and your heart can't even imagine it. So do yourself a favor and imagine the greatest possible eternity and then recognize that Christian eternity is better than that. That's supposed to be the hope. So like I said, we'll have planet golf. It'll be a whole planet, and it'll be one hole. That's what I'm going for. What do you think?
And there's no double bogeys.
No double bogeys. And planet chocolate ice cream. Don't forget planet chocolate ice cream, because then we all go to planet chocolate ice cream. And the best thing about heavenly ice cream, in my mind, you eat it as much as you want. There's no calories.
Now, David, look at it this way. Planet golf and planet chocolate ice cream are the same planet. You are playing golf on chocolate ice cream.
See, instead of there being rocks, there could be like big marshmallows.
See?
That's hope, people. That's enjoying the Christian eternity. That's what it means when it says, eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break right now. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're talking chocolate ice cream and golf. Wow. When we come back, we're going to have our interview with Brad Silverman, the director of Grace Unplugged. Don't go anywhere.
We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.